Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
For those who celebrate Thanksgiving, it is about family, but as we know, it's also about the food. And this year, it's especially hard to put that food on the table. The Boston Herald is reporting that U.S. Thanksgiving dinners will cost 20% more this year. But the Greater Boston Food Bank says 1 in 3 Massachusetts residents are already struggling with food insecurity, and that means a lot of people will need help. Catholic Charities is one of the organizations providing Thanksgiving food, and Beth Chambers is their vice president of basic needs. And Danette McManus is both a volunteer and a client of Catholic Charities in Brockton. They're both here in Studio One. Beth, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And Danette, welcome.
Thank you.
And as we start this, I do want to note for full disclosure that I served as president of Catholic Charities more than a decade ago. All right. So, Danette, I'm going to start with you. We have this collective story, a false collective story, that if you need help, that if you get a free turkey, for example, you did something wrong. It's your fault. But you did what people would say is everything right. You stayed in school. You got a bachelor's degree. You got a master's degree. You went to work. But in this economy, that was not enough.
It certainly wasn't enough. I had something happen to me in the midst of that that really threw a monkey wrench in everything that I had set out to do. My sister passed away, and when she passed away after giving birth, 5 days after giving birth, to my third niece. And so now I have 3 nieces that I'm raising along with my son.
First, I'm sorry your sister died.
Thank you.
What was her name?
Kimberly.
And how long have you been raising all 4 kids?
3 years.
And tell us how that changed your life.
Well, like you said, I thought I was doing everything right. I went to school. I got married. I had my child. I was working. I was successful. I felt successful. I felt like I was contributing, giving back, volunteering. And then things happened. And now it finds me in a position where I have to, you know, basically stretch the dollar as much as I possibly can to do simple things that I used to take, I guess, for granted.
Beth, you're nodding. And so I'll turn to you here, Beth Chambers of Catholic Charities. There, a listener could say, okay, but that's an extraordinary circumstance. That's not what the average person who is seeking help, that's not their story. Is that true?
No. I think that we are looking at a group of people. All the people that we serve at Catholic Charities are in need. And we look at the cost of groceries right now. We look at the cost of gas and heating our homes this winter. And we know that the cost of electricity this winter. You put all these things together, and people are faced with a more difficult situation with each day as we enter the colder months. And so that's why we do what we do. And so since this pandemic began, we're serving many, many more people. And we are just making sure that they, at Thanksgiving, that they have what many of the rest of us have.
Which is?
Which is a Thanksgiving dinner, a turkey, or a gift card to get a turkey, and a bag of Thanksgiving food. And those coming to Catholic Charities will get a bag of produce also, and an aluminum pan to cook it in. And us working with the United Way on this project and being able, right now we know that we are going to assist 4,400 families from Lowell down to Brockton between Saturday and Monday. And I couldn't be happier.
Now, that's a massive undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
And Danette, you're a part of the volunteer crew.
Yes, I have volunteered for many years when I was working and independent and did not need help. And now I'm in a situation where I do need some resources and help, and I'm still here.
Why did you choose to volunteer in the first place?
It's an important part of my family. I grew up my mother volunteering. I grew up my sister and I volunteering, and now my children volunteer. So each and every vacation that they have, they donate at least a day or two to do something for, in this case, Catholic Charities in Brockton. And we will help stuff bags or stock shelves or do whatever. It's an important part of what makes, I believe, in my opinion, a good citizen.
And is it possible that it enriches their experience and yours even more as a volunteer to be in this dual relationship with Catholic Charities?
Absolutely.
Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. I think for the children, at least my children, we're in an age of technology. And then watching, you know, million-dollar homes and people getting rich off of social media and all of the influences that are around, volunteering actually helps to keep them grounded in a way that a book couldn't teach them, in a way that a YouTube video could not teach them, but that hands-on experience of what it takes. And then actually creating a meal with whatever you have. A lot of us aren't used to that. I know I wasn't used to that, but listen, I got a can of black beans. I got chickpeas. What can I combine together to feed my family? And they see that and they're living that. And I think that that is one of the richest experiences I can pass on to them.
We're speaking with Danette McManus, who's a volunteer and client of Catholic Charities in Brockton, and Beth Chambers, who is the Vice President of Basic Needs at Catholic Charities for the Archdiocese of Boston. And we're talking about this time of year when Thanksgiving food is so expensive and people who are seeking help to bring family together and put that food on the table. Beth, I know the logistics of this, right? Mm-hmm. But it is kind of amazing to see what a group of volunteers can do. I mean, how many, 4,400 families. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what, let's say, Thursday night, which is tonight, mm-hmm. through Monday of a Thanksgiving distribution, what that looks like. What's the work that goes into it?
Well, I think it actually, for us, it started on Monday.
So a week and a half before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. We had the Boston College football team, along with 11 other athletic teams on campus, put together 2,200 bags of produce for us. We got everything over there in pallets, and they had these competitions amongst themselves to pack it up. Right now at our Dorchester site, there are trucks pulling in and out, putting up a tent. Tonight, there will be 1,000 turkeys delivered for us for Saturday. And tomorrow night and tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have teams of volunteers coming in to pack more produce, get everything ready on the truck so that we can roll everything out Saturday morning to our office in Lowell and the south end of Boston and South Boston and Somerville, and get ready for Brockton on Monday, so that we can make sure that Saturday morning at 9 o'clock when we start, we will have many volunteers in place, from college students to those who sign up through the United Way to our own volunteers, et cetera. So I know that even tomorrow night, there will be 60 volunteers from Boston College. On Saturday, there will be another 40 volunteers. And then all these other people, that it's going to take a village to make it work for us just in that short period of time.
And Beth, we said at the top that Thanksgiving meal is going to cost 20% more this mm-hmm. year than it did last year. Does that mean you are white-knuckling, having enough supplies to give to everybody?
Everyone who is a part of that 4,400 actually signed up in advance. So we have a policy that you have to bring your ticket with you to get that turkey. So we know, we have put together, and United Way has put together most of the stuff for us, and then part of our own, so that every single person that has a ticket will get that turkey and all the other things that go with it on that day.
What if someone loses their ticket?
That everybody's registered, and then we just have to come back, and because in the midst of doing all of this, you know, just at our Dorchester site with 1,600 people coming on Saturday morning and into the afternoon, that we can just make sure if they're in our database and their ticket is, you know, is lost, we can figure it out with them.
So, Danette McManus, let's move back down to Brockton now, where you're both a volunteer and a client. Is that where you and your kids will be volunteering this year?
I'm going to definitely make it my business to try. I know that Wednesday the children have a half day from school, so we're going to do our best. I there's some logistics there that I have to figure out.
Because four kids.
Yes, and one is three, so yeah. Making it all work.
So when you volunteered in the past, tell us about the vibe in the line. Tell us about the spirit. Is it a spirit of community? Is it a spirit of anxiety? Is it a patient wait, a frustrating wait? Tell us about what that's like.
I think it's a combination of things. I think some people are anxious. Mental health is very real in that community that Catholic Charities is in. I think some people are excited because they've got their ticket and they know what's going to happen when they reach the top of that line. I think that for me anyways, we know what's behind the door when we give that ticket. We know that there's these brown bags filled with things that we're going to actually bring our family together. So for us, it's a sense of joy. It's also a sense of pride. And even my little Kennedy knows that, you know, this is real. This is big. This is going on and this is happening. And so we kind of get excited.
This is the three-year-old.
This is the three-year-old.
So, Beth, it's going to be cold this weekend.
Yep.
So how do you help people stay warm?
I think it's just how we are when we greet them. And the more that our staff and our volunteers are just so upbeat and ready for this moment that I think that puts that into them also. Music also helps, so we play it very loud. And I think that, you know, they're there. We actually have people who come and line up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm. Even though they have the ticket and we don't start till 9, they just want to make sure. But anybody who has a ticket gets the turkey, and that's our mission every single time. But it is going to be cold. It's not, you know, we had hoped that last weekend when it was 60, 70 degrees that, you know, let's keep this for a few more days. But we've been through this before. We've seen it. We know how cold it is. We're going to just try to move people through our walk-through line and through our drive-through line as quickly as possible.
So, Danette, you are nodding vigorously throughout that. How come?
Because Catholic Charities makes big things happen for me and my family, and I get excited that they are actually able to put this all together. No one knows what it takes behind the scenes to actually make all of those pieces work together so families have like a unit to bring home. They don't know what goes into, you know, Beth's day of trying to order food and get this and get that and make this happen and make that happen. It's really music. It's a symphony when it all comes together. And so I believe that it is, it's amazing for me after I sit down after cooking Thanksgiving dinner and saying prayers and saying thanks and being grateful for all the hard work that goes into making all of it happen.
Is that what you say thanks for? What do you say thanks for at Thanksgiving in your family?
A whole bunch of things. The biggest thing is just that people are still giving, that people still have a heart and a mind to give in spite of what they might think or feel, that they still give.
And what gives you both the most hope right now?
I think for us, it's the partners that we have in the work that we're doing, the Greater Boston Food Bank, Love and Spoonfuls, different other rescue operations that are, you know, we couldn't do it without them. And then at the same time, the volunteers that we have who are quite literally the backbone of our entire operation for Thanksgiving and throughout the year. And then knowing, you know, the people that I work with are just the best in the world and are, you know, going to be outside for hours and hours between Friday and Saturday. And I couldn't be more grateful for that.
Beth Chambers is the Vice President of Basic Needs at Catholic Charities, and Danette McManus and her kids are volunteers and clients of Catholic Charities in Brockton. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
Thank you.
You too.